Hi, I'm Teresa Hegel, and this is Wearables Talk. Today, I'm speaking with social media expert Marky Lemons Ryle to get her insights on the latest trends in online marketing. Thanks for joining us, Marky.
Thank you for having me.
So my first question is, which social media platform do you think every distributor and decorator should be on, and why do you, why is that the one you pick?
Well, one, I believe right now everyone should be on Facebook due to the value of Facebook Live. I believe that we need to start looking at where the trends are going. Mm-hmm. And so come the year 2019, 80% of all content viewed online will be in the form of a video. Mm-hmm. And right now, Facebook has changed the algorithm for Facebook Live. And so people are able to engage and get into the news feed of potential customers. And so I believe Facebook and any other live streaming site, I would utilize Periscope because it streams live inside of Twitter. And I would even think about Instagram because of photos and video.
So with Facebook Live, with live streaming, is that a different kind of tactic than, recording a video and posting it later? Do you have to approach it differently?
You do have to approach it differently because the inability to edit in real time. Mm-hmm. And so you need to have a plan of action. You need to understand your client's needs and wants, and you want your Facebook Live to be able to solve a problem or answer a question. Also, you need to have a Wi-Fi connection, and I would think that you would want to have a lavalier and check for your lighting. The beauty is that it is recorded, though, and so you can still repurpose it and take it over to, like, a YouTube or a Vimeo. But you do have to, you would want to plan in advance for your Facebook Live.
Right. You don't want to just wing it. So, so that obviously live streaming is one of these new exciting kind of developments in social media. But what are some other exciting things that are happening in terms of social media?
Well, if I was just to think about video, we live in a very visual society. Mm-hmm. And so not even just live video, just video creation tools, whether there's an app that I use called Legend that does my intro, outro videos. You can download it either from Google Play or from the Apple Store. I like Quik from GoPro because you could take all of those great photos that you have and put them into a video with a transition and audio. And then Adobe just came out with Adobe Spark. And the reason that I'm pushing video so much is that each channel is now opening up to video, and the fact that from one video, distributors could take one video and repurpose it into 128 different forms of content. Because video is a MP4, there are several tools one could use, like AtuB Catcher, that would turn that MP4 to a MP3. So now you have a podcast, and you could start a Blog Talk radio show. But you could also utilize Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, where you're taking that audio and doing audio-to-text transcription so that you can blog or have an ebook. Mm-hmm. Because I know that the distributors are extremely busy. Mm-hmm. They want the ability to have one form of content that could be repurposed into all the different forms of content and then share it strategically across the social media platforms where their clients are hanging out.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. those are obviously some really, really good tips. Do you have any, other good social media tips for small businesses?
Yes, I believe in automation. Mm-hmm. And so there's a tool called BuzzSumo, BuzzSumo. That if they were to go there and they typed in promotional products, it would tell them who's written the content that has been shared the most. And what I like to do is not only do I believe that distributors should develop their own content, when a company writes great content and the company doesn't compete with them, I would encourage them to share that content through what's called a RSS RSS feed. It stands for Real Simple Syndication. And so you would use social media management tools like a Hootsuite or an Edgar, where you found the best content. And because you know they're going to write great content and they don't compete with you, you're sharing that information via maybe your Facebook business page or Twitter.
Okay, great. Well, I think that's all really valuable information that, you know, distributors and decorators can really get a lot out of. So thanks so much, Marky. That's all the time we have. I'm Teresa Hegel. Thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.